pull him out on that platform, they'd turn him around and put the other end down. They put the head end down first, you see. Mm-hmm. Then the ham end down.
When you butchered, what did you call the part of the hog that you cut between the front shoulder and the ham? The front shoulder.
The bacon?
And, yeah, that would be the whole thing?
Yes, the bacon and sides on bacon.
Did you smoke this?
Yes, we smoked. We cured that. Uh-huh. Sugar cured it and smoked it.
Did, what other parts of the pig did you use?
Oh, we used all of it.
Did you grind some of it up?
Yeah. My husband's mother even made blood sausage. She even saved the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Made blood sausage.
Was that good?
Well, I didn't particularly care for it. The idea to me, she would cook put part of the lungs in there, cook it and put it in.
Mm.
And that blood sausage, she'd put chunks of fat, bacon in it too. And why that was, I didn't particularly care for it.
Did she do anything with the liver that way?
No, not the liver. We just usually ate the liver up while it's fresh. We were very foolish over the liver. And we didn't make any liver sausage.
Did other people around here do that?
I don't know whether they did or not. I didn't ever eat any of it that did. In those days, people always went to church. On Sundays, we had meetings. We'd have, sometimes we'd have a singing class where they'd go maybe over about 2 weeks and they'd learn a new song. They'd have a singing teacher hired. And usually our family would have to board him and take care of him. And also the traveling evangelist, or the preachers who travel around. And we usually kept those groups too. They sometimes bring their singers along with them, you see. I know one time there was about four in the group, and we kept them for about a week at our house, and they'd hold meetings at the schoolhouse or out in the open in the grove at night. They'd put up seats, you know.
It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Did you do anything with the head of a hog?
Well, yes, we made what they call head sausage. You could make souse. You could even put the feet in that. It makes it jelly a little bit better, you see. And the head and the ears, you grind it up and press it all in a crock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very good. Sometimes we would maybe put meal on it and fry slices of it.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that when you put meal on it?
Souse. Uh-huh. That's what we called it. And oatmeal sausage, I just love that.
How did you make that?
Well, we'd boil the head and grind it up. We'd first clean that head real good, then boil it, and then take the meat off the bone and grind it up and put pepper and salt on it. And then we'd cook about an equal amount of oatmeal, mix it all up together, and that was real good. Oatmeal sauce.
Would you cook your oatmeal till it was mushy, or just
until just cook it till it was done, not real mushy.
Uh-huh.
And that was good. Sometimes we'd put it down in crocks and slice it and fry it that way. Or we usually preferred to clean the casings, you know, and stuff them.